Hi, everybody, and welcome back here for another little bite-sized political podcast, as always sponsored by quantumhypno.co.uk, link below, do check it out. And we're going to talk about COVID boosters, or should I say booster. Have you had your COVID booster, David? No, I haven't had any. Are you going to be getting your COVID booster? No plans, ever. But anyway, I read a headline. This is in The Guardian. So, you know, yeah, of course it's nonsense, right? But this is an actual headline from today, Wednesday, the 3rd of April. Okay, I kid you not. Here's the headline. COVID boosters are a game changer. If they are free for everyone, that's wonderful. You can see how that combines two things. It combines big pharma jab obsession with socialism obsession. Give them the jabs, but they've got to be free. The main thing is that they're free, not that they work, just that they're safe, just that they're free. Yeah. So here's what Linda Geddes, the science correspondent, the esteemed science correspondent of The Guardian, says. Only private shots are available to most, but annual shots would save the NHS nearly $4 billion a year. Oh, God. And prevent more than 5,000 deaths, she says. So you've probably seen that, Boots, the chemists, as we call them here in the UK, are now offering, you can go into your Boots, pop into Boots, and for 99 quid, get yourself your latest booster. Get a booster. I'm not sure where you're going to get it, but get it anyway. Yeah. And but 99 quid. So the socialists at the Guardian go, well, this is horrendous. We need to give these for free to everybody. So, of course, as we also know at the moment, I think if you're in a certain age group, I don't know, is it 65 plus or whatever, you can still get your booster for free. And undoubtedly, come the autumn, there'll be a new booster to come along and get for free. But the laugh here is that they're saying it would save $4 billion a year. Hello, Linda Geddes. Have you seen a list of the adverse reactions to the COVID jabs? Have you seen how terrible they are? Have you considered the cost of those people being treated by the very NHS that gave them the jabs in the first place? Have you considered that, Linda Geddes? Of course you haven't, but that's a fact. Also, the notion that it's going to prevent more than 5,000 deaths, arrant nonsense. There's been no evidence at any point that a COVID jab of any description has saved so much as one life. You show me where a COVID jab saved one life. It didn't. But I can show you where it cost life. But this lunatic in The Guardian, she's not interested in that. She's trying to sell you on the notion that if only we could give everyone free, more free vaccines, that's going to save the NHS a fortune and also save a lot of deaths. The cost to the NHS of these jabs are astronomical. I mean, those people with, you know, cardiovascular problems, those people with myocarditis, with, Guillain-Barre syndrome and all the rest of it, those people have to be treated. There's a cost with that, Linda. Have you not worked that out yet? And as I say, rather than prevent deaths, these jabs have caused deaths. So literally everything in this article, everything is inversion. Everything is garbage. It's pig swill, you know, spewed forth by the hateful Guardian. And, you know, there will be people who read this, however, who will read this and nod their heads approvingly and go, yes, these boosters are a real game changer. How are they a game changer? At what point did the game change? At no point. The game's never changed. These vaccines from day one never worked, or at least not in the way people thought they were supposed to work. They never worked. And then eventually, you remember when they came out and said, oh, yeah, well, you know, I mean, obviously, they don't stop you getting it. No. Did it stop you spreading it? No. Did it stop you going to hospital? No. Did it stop you dying? No. But they're a game changer. And what game do they change exactly? Well, you know, if you lose your ability to have proper mobility, for example, or if your life is suddenly dramatically changed because you've got massive heart damage, yeah, that's probably a game changer. If you get a turbo cancer, that's probably a game changer, Linda Geddes. But the only game changers that I see are the adverse reactions, the terrible negative adverse reactions to the jabs. That's the only thing that's changed as far as I can see. But yet, amazingly, in the early spring, the spring of 2024, these lunatics are still saying we should be offering free jabs to everybody who wants one. But of course, that I don't think even our government is would be financially insane enough to do that. But then Financial Sanity and The Guardian are passing, you know, acquaintances at best. So there you go. It would be far better, rather than Boots offering whatever lunatics want to pick up a £99 COVID jab. Rather than that, The Guardian thinks we should be offering everybody free COVID jabs because it saves so much. I'd love to get the calculation behind this, by the way. How did she get to her $4 billion a year? Which adverse reactions did she factor in? Oh, yeah, that's right, none. And how many deaths would they prevent? Oh, yeah, that's right, none. Once again, The Guardian, the left-wing Guardian, exposed for, curiously enough, it's absolutely enthralled to the needs of Big Pharma, which is a bit strange, you know, solidarity with the workers and all that. Meanwhile, The Guardian are saying, oh, no, we got to make the Big Pharma companies as profitable, as even more profitable. So there you have it anyway. COVID boosters are a game changer, but it's the question of what game is being changed that I think us more critical thinkers should reflect upon. Thank you for listening.